Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of motivation and mental health wisdom. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a weight on your shoulders? Not just any weight, but the kind that's made of past hurts, grudges, and resentments. Yeah, that's what we're tackling today, practicing forgiveness and learning to let go. Now, before you click away thinking this is some preachy self-help session, hear me out. This isn't about condoning bad behavior or saying, just get over it. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment actually hurts you more than anyone else. And trust me, in today's world, we could all use a little less weight dragging us down. So, how do we actually do this forgiveness thing? It's not always easy, but here are five things that can help. Firstly, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about releasing the negative emotions you're holding on to, so they don't control your life. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a hot coal in your hand. You wouldn't hold onto it because it's burning you, right? Forgiveness is about letting go of that hot coal and freeing yourself from the pain. Secondly, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, and sometimes we mess up. Holding onto anger and resentment towards someone who made a mistake only keeps you stuck in the past. Instead, try to see it as a learning opportunity for both of you. Thirdly, practice empathy. Try to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. Maybe they were going through something difficult, or maybe they made a genuine mistake without intending to hurt you. Seeing things from their point of view can help you let go of anger and resentment. Fourthly, focus on your own healing. Forgiveness isn't about making the other person feel good, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional burden. Invest in your own well-being. Spend time with loved ones, engage in activities you enjoy, and practice self-care. Finally, be patient with yourself. Forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Remember that it's okay to take things one step at a time. Ever felt like you're constantly replaying arguments in your head? Like a broken record stuck on repeat? I know I have. It's exhausting, right? Let me tell you about Sarah. A friend of mine who was holding onto a grudge against her sister for something that happened years ago. Every time she saw her sister, the anger and resentment would bubble up, poisoning their relationship. Eventually, Sarah realized that holding onto this hurt wasn't helping anyone, least of all herself. So, she decided to try forgiveness. It wasn't easy. There were tears, moments of doubt, and even a few setbacks. But slowly, Sarah started to let go of the anger. She began to see her sister in a new light, realizing that they both had grown and changed since the incident. Their relationship became stronger because of it, not weaker. So, remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning past actions. It's about freeing yourself from their grip. It's about choosing to heal, to grow, and to build healthier relationships. This journey of forgiveness is a powerful one, folks. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to let go of the things that are holding us back. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more empowered to live your best life. Ready to take action? Today, try this. Think about someone you need to forgive. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Maybe it's a coworker who annoyed you, or even a friend who let you down. Write down the things you're holding onto and then practice visualizing yourself letting go of those feelings. You can even say out loud, I choose to forgive person's name for their actions. I release the anger and resentment that I've been carrying. Share your thoughts with me on social media using hashtag Energy Reset Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on our journey to inner peace and happiness. You got this, world.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.